Okay, so my name's Spence. What was your name?
Kane.
Kane. And so the load you brought over the other day came, what, from Victoria?
Yeah, it came from in between Yamba and Mildura, in between there.
Okay. So just describe the situation for us here the last couple of days, because today it's pretty quiet because Viterra, obviously, they're only going to take APW, the premium grade of wheat. How does this compare with the last couple of days?
Oh, well, it's not too bad this morning, went through, but yeah, the other day when I rolled up here, it took 5 hours to get through, so yeah, it's not the best.
No.
They should be able to get something organised a lot better, but the trouble is, I think everyone wants to bring it here because they have to pay less freight if they bring it here. So, because as it is, I drove right past Roseworthy Viterra site,
right,
bringing it down, and it's all got to come to here because it's cheaper freight.
Okay, so so the grower of this grain, if you had delivered it to Roseworthy, there would have been additional costs incurred because, what, they would have had charged a holding fee and then, I guess, charge freight to bring it from Roseworthy to back to the port.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically what growers are trying to do is trying to avoid that cost.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess there's the extra cost of transporting. I mean, if you didn't have to drive to Adelaide from Roseworthy, there would have been less cost as well, but I guess it's all a balancing act, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd think so, but the pricing I heard, if we do take it to Roseworthy, it still costs more for them to drop it there than bring it over here than for us to bring it straight here direct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the load you had this morning that you've unloaded now, that came from where?
That came from Bowman, silo to silo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So if there's a load from a silo, they will let it straight through pretty well.
Yeah, the other day when I rolled up here, silo to silo, we had to right away. They got straight through. If you're off farm pickup, yeah, you had to join the end of the line, which was 5 hours for
me.
Wow.
Yeah. So someone said to me that the queue was 3 wide and about 500 metres deep.
Oh, yeah.
Probably half a K deep, yeah.
Well, you had 3 lines all the way out to the back here, out to your driveway here, and then, about 2 lines all the way back down to the intersection where you turned off onto this road here.
Would have been a bit of chaos getting out as well, wouldn't it?
Slow, yeah, very slow, and because as it was, it's not so bad at the moment because they got the outway bridge going at the moment, but the other day you had to go in, tear off, or go in, dump your load, then come back out through where everyone else is coming in. So, yeah, she was a bit of a chaos.
Yeah.
It's not the best of sights to come to when it's like that.
No, but I guess time is money when it comes to being a truckie, isn't it?
Well, yeah, 5 hours downtime, mate.
Well, yeah.
That's another extra 2 loads nearly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right.
Not very good, but what do you do?
Okay. Good on you, Kane. Where are you off to today?
Back up to Saddleworth somewhere around there, and yeah, hopefully we'll do a short run today.
Pick up another load and bring it back here?
Hopefully not. Hopefully not to here, hopefully to Roseworthy or something like
that.
That'd be better.
Okay, drive carefully.
No worries.
Thanks, mate.
Too easy. Thank you very much.